Now, Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, December 1st, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. And we didn't have enough time to get into it. Missy, she gets so excited, she fails to get all the information in there that we'd like to do on her segment. But basically, they are running a Black Friday special deal just for our listeners. They've extended it until Friday, this Friday, at 5 o'clock. If you'd like the information, just text me, Missy. And what I will do is not only send you the flyer for the information, this is the lowest price of the entire year that they have done this because they want you to be successful in your weight loss goals, becoming more healthy in the new year. They want to help you. And they're doing this at a discounted price only for our listeners until Friday at 5 o'clock. What do you have to do? All you have to do is pick up the phone and call them. I heard Missy on with Trucker Randy. I want to take advantage of the Black Friday sale. I'd like to schedule an appointment to talk with Missy. The phone number to call to schedule an appointment, 269-964-4044. In addition to the flyer with that phone number, I'm also going to text you a link to TruckerRandyHealth.com. This is her website that she created with my journey with her. You can see the fat Trucker Randy there, April 23rd of 2023, in a triple extra large washed out faded radio station shirt, 297 pounds. 4 months, 4 days later, August 27th of 2023, I was down to 217. The new picture you'll see there on that website is me in a large t-shirt. Been at that weight, that size, ever since. And it starts with a phone call. You get a free conversation with Missy. She'll spend a half hour, 45 minutes with you. Normally, she charges $99 just for the phone call. For my listeners, it's absolutely free. You schedule a consultation with her. You can also do it on the website, TruckerRandyHealth.com, and take advantage of the Black Friday sale because you called or did the consultation online, scheduled it before Friday, December 5th. You're not going to start the program this year. Missy and I have already talked about it. She said, with everybody enjoying Thanksgiving, now we're getting ready for Christmas parties. We have Christmas to celebrate, New Year's Eve parties. Nobody's going to start this program in December. It's not going to happen. You're going to start after the first of the year. Now, you may want to start on January 2nd. You may want to start on January 14th. You may want to start the end of January. Whatever you decide, not a problem. You're going to lock in the price. You're going to lock in all the things that she's going to do for you and be able to start it when you want. Going to be in the middle of winter, folks. We're past the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. What else can you do but get healthy? It's so simple. It is absolutely simple. I call it the couch potato diet. You're not allowed to exercise. She will fix your metabolism, set it on fire to burn the fat off your body. You can't work out during this program. She does not want your muscles burning the fat. She wants your body, your metabolism burning the fat. And when you get down to your goal weight, like she said, you won't even believe what you look like by Valentine's Day, February 14th. And come April or May, people won't even recognize you. I absolutely love when I go to events now and people walk right by me and don't even know who I am. Most recently, I was down in Owosso. And I attended an event. It was an event on a Saturday morning. They had invited a bunch of pastors, bunch of faith-based leaders, a bunch of conservative patriot Republicans. Linda Lee Tarver, many of you know her for years. She's been absolutely a part of the Michigan Republican Party for decades. She was there. And it was so funny because when I got there, I checked in. She was sitting at the table. I didn't say anything. She kind of looked at me and smiled, and I walked on with my name tag on. Got to my table where the assigned seating was, where I was supposed to sit. And she walked by me a couple of times and never said anything. We made eye contact. She kind of looked at me and smiled, but just walked on by. Finally, after about the fourth or fifth encounter, I looked up at her and I said, "Linda?" And she turned and looked at me and she goes, "Randy?" She recognized my voice, but she didn't recognize me. She said, "Oh my God, boy, what have you done?" So I reached out to her. I told her about Missy's program. She's actually going to talk with Missy here after the holidays. And I told her about the Black Friday sale that was coming up, and she might take advantage of it. But she's busy, and she said she'll get a hold of her for sure. One of the things that we are looking at is next year. We're already talking about next year. Again, this weight loss program with Missy. We're also looking at the election. We're looking at different things that are happening within the calendar. We already know that we've only got 7 legislative days left of Lansing, so we'll basically be done talking about them as soon as they wrap things up. They're going into Christmas. They're going into the end of the year, and they won't be back until January next year. But the election, and what's going to be happening, and how this is going to basically evolve, is there's going to be a bunch of candidates wanting our support. There's going to be a bunch of candidates that want us to support them at the state convention on March 28th, and then the August primary. And we're going to have all kinds of guests on the show. We'll be talking to the various governor candidates. I've already talked with Carla Wagner. We're going to have her on the show running for governor, using primarily her Ax My Tax platform to eliminate property taxes, but to run for governor using that platform and explaining also her other positions on state government. What's wrong with Lansing? Why is everything so screwed up? Why are we losing population? Why are we paying so much for electricity? Why are we paying so much still for car insurance? Why aren't the roads better than they already are supposed to have been going all the way back to January of 2019? It's what Governor Gretchen Whitmer ran on: "Elect me governor and I'll fix the damn roads." That was her campaign slogan. We were downstate in southeastern Michigan. There's still roads down there that need repair. Meanwhile, up here in northern Michigan, many of our roads have been repaired, replaced. Why isn't it happening in the most populated area of our state? Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb County. Grand Rapids has gone through all kinds of construction. There's still orange barrels out there in the 131-196 area of Grand Rapids. Why is that? Well, it's called priorities and spending. Spending our money unwisely. When they look at a problem, and some of us just shake our heads when they come up with their solution, which is has no common sense. It doesn't use the right materials. They don't use the right staff. They don't use the right labor. They don't use the right men, money, and machines. And they failed to do things the right way. Well, that's basically what Carla Wagner's entire run for governor is based on. Now, we have another governor candidate, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt. He's a five-generation farmer from Paw Paw, Michigan. But he got involved in politics. He ran as a state representative. He was termed out there. Now he's termed out in the state Senate. Now he wants to be the governor. I got a very simple question for Eric. What have you done in your legislative career as a state representative for 6 years, a state senator for 8 years? What have you done to fix the state of Michigan? I find it extremely interesting that a politician, somebody who's been a state rep and a state senator, now feels all of a sudden they can change hats and become a CEO, a governor, and all of a sudden they can fix what's wrong with the state. What is their mental capacity? What is their mode of operandi? What do they do when they go to Lansing? They legislate. You've been doing it for 14 years. Well, his comeback to me would be, and I hope to have him on the show so he can say this, and he'll probably say exactly this way. Randy, I know how Lansing works. I know the legislative process. I have relationships with folks that are still in the House and still in the Senate. As governor, I can give a State of the State address in February after I get elected and take office January 1st of 2027. I can do a State of the State address and absolutely lay out and outline my legislative agenda. I'll be able to get it done in the House. I'll be able to get it done in the Senate, and I will sign it into law. That's going to be his answer. Where have we heard that from before? Almost every single House or Senate candidate that has ever decided to try to run to be governor. Gretchen Whitmer did it, and she did it successfully. She had been a state rep. She had been a state senator. She actually was minority leader under Randy Richardville when we passed Right to Work in 2012. And she used that history, that resume, all the way to being the governor. Now serving two terms, she's term limited out. She can't run for governor. She's done. It's time for a new governor. There's all kinds of people that are going to be asking for our support. And we have to be very, very careful in vetting them and deciding who it is exactly we want to support in the August primary next year. Well, that process is starting. Short break, final segment of hour number two on this Monday show. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief.
Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I got a couple of text messages during the break. One of them texted me, Missy, and said, thank you for giving us this opportunity, Randy, to talk with her. We thought that there was a cost up front and never realized that the phone call was free. Well, I apologize. That's my fault because we've said that many, many times that Missy's been on the air with us over the years, but it is absolutely a free phone call. There's no obligation. Like she said, no credit card is going to be whipped out. You're not going to pay her anything over the phone. She simply wants to talk to you. So, again, I apologize. I thought I was very clear on that over the years, but, again, obviously, you heard it for the first time. It resonated with you. I appreciate it. I got another text that they call the phone number to schedule the interview. Does it have to happen this month? I'm heading out of the area for business and won't be back until Christmas. No, you can schedule the phone call with her anytime. It doesn't have to be before Friday, this Friday, December 5th at 5 o'clock. You just need to call and schedule an appointment. It can be whenever it's convenient for you. It can be in December. It could even be in January. But you can lock in. You can lock in to the Black Friday sales special deal that she's offering our listeners simply by calling before Friday and scheduling, or going on the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, and schedule a consultation there. You don't even have to talk to anybody. You can do it online. So, again, if you like that information, just text me, Missy, and I'll send you everything. The link to the website as well as their phone number. Black Friday sale ends this Friday, December 5th at 5 p.m. So I just wanted to make sure you took advantage of it. Now, one thing that a lot of people are looking at is the governor's race, of course. I've had people text me already, who are you supporting for governor? I'm not supporting anybody yet. But there's going to be a deadline. I believe it's in April. I want to say 15th, April 18th. There's a date in April that these candidates will have to turn in signatures on petition sheets to qualify to be on the ballot for governor in August. 15,000 valid signatures is the minimum. the maximum that the Secretary of State Bureau of Elections will accept there on Allegan Street in Lansing is 30,000. You only need 15,000 valid, but you can turn in up to 30,000. They will not accept any more than 30,000. Now, some of these governor candidates are paying circulators to get signatures for them to be on the ballot. We talked about one particular person. I'm not going to mention his name because as a former politician, he said that it would take $10 a signature. For 30,000 signatures to be turned in, you'd have to spend $300,000 to do it. If you don't have 300 grand, don't even bother running for governor. Well, Carla Wagner is getting her signatures with her volunteers, those that have been helping her with the Axe My Tax petition drive, which, by the way, is still going on through the month of December. That's point number one. Point number two, some people are paying. They aren't paying 10 bucks a signature, but that's what he said. But it does take a lot of money if you're buying signatures, paying people to circulate your petition, because the quality of your signatures go way down. A petition circulator is getting paid per signature. They don't care if the person is actually a registered voter. They don't care if they're actually registered to vote in the county that they're signing the petition sheet on. They're just getting signatures and making the money. Well, there's going to come a point in time when these signatures get turned in. At that time, the Bureau of Elections does basically a cursory review of the signatures by doing what's called sampling. They turn in 30,000. They'll pull 10% of the signatures randomly out of the folders, because most candidates turn them in by county in thick manila folders, and they'll go in and they'll pull 3,000 out all over the state. They will check those 3,000 signatures and see whether or not they're valid signatures. Are they a registered voter? Are they a registered voter in the county for the sheet they signed? Did they fill it out properly? Did they put the date on the signature sheet the day they signed it, or did they put the date of their birthday? Did the circulator at the bottom sign it properly in filling it out? One of the things that you want to understand is that this sampling will determine a number of what is percentage good, percentage bad. Then they extrapolate, multiply those percentages out against the total number of signatures turned in, and that determines whether or not they meet the 15,000 minimum threshold. This is for the governor's race. Congress people are doing it. There's a process that they have to go through as well, and the number is much lower. But that is still the process come April. Well, once April comes, and once we know who's actually turned in enough signatures to be on the ballot to qualify, we will then get into heavy vetting mode, and we together will decide who we want to support for governor. We'll have our back and forths. We'll have our discussions. We'll have our pros and cons. We'll have many, many text messages, you and I, going back and forth. But that's the process we're going to go through regarding governor. It's going to be fair. It's going to be transparent. And everybody will know our reasons why. And then that's going to be the person we are going to make calls for, knock on doors, and put up signs. Once we get rid of the snow.